It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, March 1st, 2021. Welcome to a new month. We have 25 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have southwest winds, 10 to 15 knots, easing a bit in the afternoon to 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves from the southwest 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 10 feet at 14 seconds. And we do have a occasional drizzle in the forecast. And those sea heights are a welcome change from the much higher sea heights we had last week, at the end of last week, that put the Columbia River Bar on red status and stopped ship traffic for a bit. Everything's back to normal now. The bar is on green status, and ship traffic is moving normally. And today we're going to talk about a huge iceberg, and I mean huge, that just broke off an ice shelf in Antarctica. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders, we have 11 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the New Keeper, arriving from Los Angeles. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage, probably will be there around 11:30 this morning, and she'll ultimately head upriver to pick up wheat. The Captain D is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. She will be there probably in that anchorage by about 3:30 p.m. today. She'll be heading upriver eventually to pick up wheat. A bulk carrier called the Marco is arriving from Japan, probably will be there about 3:30 p.m. in the Astoria anchorage. Not quite sure what her cargo is yet, but we'll probably figure that one out later when she heads upriver to a berth. And the Le Mans Express is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She is a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and take her about 6 hours to get up to Portland. And the SM Qingdao is arriving from Seattle. She's a container ship, probably passing Astoria around maybe a little after midnight, maybe 12:30. It'll take her about 6 hours to get upriver to Portland. So she'll be there in the early hours of the morning, traveling all night on the river. In the Astoria anchorage, we have all of our ships are awaiting orders. The Belle Moira, the African Hawk, the Ingenious, the Genko Hunter, the Xin Yu, the YMK Quartet, the Tezos, the Captain George, the Pan Topaz, the GH Fortune, and the Catalina. And eventually all those ships will head upriver to pick up cargo. Well, today I'd like to talk with you about a pretty dramatic event that occurred late last week in Antarctica. So I'm going to read you a bit from a Washington Post story that appeared in the Post on Friday. A large iceberg, about 20 times the size of Manhattan, broke off the Brunt Ice Shelf in the Weddell Sea section of Antarctica during the past day, following the buildup of a large crack in the floating ice during the past decade. The iceberg is about 490 square miles and about 500 feet thick, according to the British Antarctic Survey, that's BAS. Now, the Brunt Ice Shelf, by the way, is on the edge of Antarctica, of course, at the bottom of the world. And if you drew a line straight south from the Cape of Good Hope in Africa, you'd eventually hit Antarctica in the general area of the Brunt Ice Shelf. The iceberg is large, but not as huge as the iceberg that calved from the Larsen C Ice Shelf in 2017 and recently threatened to run aground on South Georgia Island. But this one is the size of a relatively large landmass and about, a little less than 1.5 football fields thick. So it is a very massive piece of ice that broke off. So the BAS maintains a research station on this ice shelf, which is big. This is just part of the ice shelf that that broke off. It's called the Halley Research Station, but it won't be affected by this calving event. And calving is the word for, C-A-L-V-I-N-G, is the word for when an iceberg breaks off of a larger ice mass. In 2016, the BAS moved the station, which was built on skis. They moved it inland to protect it from spreading cracks that could have left it marooned, floating out to sea aboard an iceberg. So they've been watching this crack and others for a long time. The past decade has seen 3 major cracks develop through the floating ice shelf, according to a BAS news release. And here is a quote from Simon Garrod, director of operations at the BAS, in a news release, quote, This is a dynamic situation. 4 years ago, we moved the Halley Research Station inland to ensure that it would not be carried away when an iceberg eventually formed. That was a wise decision. So there is currently no one at the base, by the way, since it is staffed only during the Antarctic summer research season, which just ended. Summer, by the way, in Antarctica is October through February. So they're going into autumn now as we are going into spring. We're in the Northern Hemisphere, they're in the Southern Hemisphere, and the seasons are opposite to one another. So Christmas in Australia, for instance, takes place in their summer. And here's another quote from that director, Simon Garrod. Our job now is to keep a close eye on the situation and assess any potential impact of the present calving on the remaining ice shelf. We continuously review our contingency plans to ensure the safety of our staff, protect our research station, and maintain the delivery of the ice we undertake at Halley, unquote. Ice shelves are floating areas of ice that help hold back ice anchored on land. So this piece that broke off apparently does not have land under it. Antarctica is a landmass, and part of the ice that's there is on land. Other parts hang over into the ocean, and this is a really gigantic piece of ice that broke loose. Because they're already displacing water, the calving event will not raise sea levels, but icebergs are carefully monitored in case they move into shipping lanes. So this is a thing 20 times the size of Manhattan that is now potentially moving in the Southern Ocean there around Antarctica. So it is something that scientists are going to watch because it is now a giant moving island of ice. Adrian Luckman, a researcher at Swansea University, has closely tracked satellite images of Brunt as the cracks have progressed. He said, time will tell whether this calving will trigger more pieces to break off in the coming days and weeks. At Swansea University, we study the development of ice shelf rifts because, while some lead to large calving events, others do not. And the reasons for this may explain why large ice shelves exist at all, he told BBC News, unquote. It's also not clear whether the calving event was driven in part by climate change, but since this is a natural part of ice shelf behavior, so they're not saying outright that this is a climate change issue because icebergs do calve, but this is a really, really big piece of ice to break off and now be floating free in the ocean. Calving events can act to speed up the movement of inland ice into the sea, although it's not clear that's the case with the Brunt ice shelf in particular. Such movement would add to sea level rise, and there are growing concerns about the potentially unstoppable melting of the West Antarctic ice sheet from warming waters that are weakening ice shelves and penetrating the base of inland glaciers. According to the European Space Agency, the most recent calving event on the Brunt ice shelf before this one occurred in 1971. And that is from an article in the Washington Post that appeared last Friday. So clearly a dynamic event that is going to be watched very carefully by scientists in the coming months and years. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.